Hey, my name's Lloyd. I'm a podcast influencer, and today I'm narrating my article for Sounds Profitable, titled Black Podcasts, An Untapped Ownership Opportunity. This blog was published on July 26th, 2022. Let's dive in. My assumption is that many of you are just like me. The podcasting business has changed my life for the better. Podcasting is such a unique medium. It's not quite like radio, TV, YouTube, or film. It occupies its own space. Not to mention, we're building the industry as it grows. In this article, I'll be sharing the impact podcasting has had on my life, but also how Black people can play a role in the creation of the podcast industry. I'll also dive into how we need one another. Podcasting is the perfect opportunity to work together. There's an opportunity for Black people and allies to collaborate and build an industry that is truly inclusive for everyone. How podcasting changed my life. My first experience with podcasting started in 2015. I was working at a job I hated, and there was only one thing that would help me pass the time. I listened to a podcast that had released thousands of episodes, which allowed me to listen from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I knew that podcasting was different. What other form of media would entertain and educate while allowing me to do my job? All for free? More than a consumer. In 2019, after years of listening to podcasts and drawing inspiration from others, I decided I wanted to be more than a consumer. I created a podcast so that I could help other people too. I now leverage my experience, all of the ups and downs, ins and outs, to help other Black podcasters and podcasters of color so they too can amplify their voice through podcasting. As I discussed with others the potential that exists for Black podcasts, there was a great realization. This changes everything. You no longer need someone to give you a job or an opportunity. You can start a podcast, build your own community, and use that as leverage to partner with the people who intrinsically understand you. The opportunities for Black podcasters. The podcasting business is choke full of opportunities, both for podcast creators and innovators. The podcast industry is made up of several sub-industries that all need to work together so that we can thrive. While you may not be interested in being a creator, you may have a passion for building technology. Podcasting verticals, a lack of Black ownership. I'm optimistic that we'll start to see more content from Black creators, but it's my dream that there's a larger representation of content from people that look like me. It feels great to hear people tell stories that I resonate with, and it feels great to see podcasters that look like me grow in popularity and become full-time creators. I certainly want to see more Black creators, but I'm more excited for Black people to gain ownership within the podcast industry. The truth is, my fear is that 15 years from now, when the podcast industry has grown tremendously, Black founders and creators won't own anything within the industry. We'll have contributed to its flavor, growth, and popularity, but we won't own any of the hosting companies, podcast networks, virtual recording studios, award shows, podcast conferences, etc. Empowering Black podcasts. You can change the industry. At this present moment, I only know of one Black-owned hosting company. Ironically, they're also the only company to hire me for brand sponsorship work this far. As we started working together, we both shared this immense gratitude, a mutual respect that I can't really even put into words. It was one of the few times I've truly felt seen as a creator and person navigating the business side of this industry. Even though we didn't know each other personally, I felt like we were brothers. I was and I am both proud and excited for our partnership and the future we're crafting together. The time to start your legacy is now. If not now, then when? If not me, then who? Malcolm X. A podcast is one of the few ways people can speak without being censored, within reason. And because of that, you have the power to affect positive change. Since podcasts are self-made, Black podcasters have the ability to decide what the conversation is, set the tone, offer insights, debate ideas, challenge opinions, present facts, and more. As Black podcasters, we are afforded the ability to speak candidly and discuss topics that others may shy away from, or keep alive a conversation that may have faded with time and media coverage. Whether you're passionate about advancing equity and equality for the Black community through social and political commentary, or simply want to discuss a passion of yours from a uniquely Black perspective, podcasting is the gateway. There's no better time to support Black creators. The podcast market is primed for new entrants. Podcast statistics show that the number of weekly podcast listeners who are Black has increased by 53% over the last year. This means that there's an increased demand for more niche topics within the Black community. The five most popular reasons for tuning into a podcast are to learn new things, 73%. To dive into topics that interest them, 73%. To be entertained, 72%. To hear unique perspectives not covered by other media, 70%. And to relax, 68%. Get involved. There's a lot of great resources for Black creators. I've jotted a few below. Black Pod Collective, founded and operated by a group of Black women. Black Pod Collective started as an Instagram page and quickly evolved to provide increased visibility and educational resources for Black creatives so you can start, grow, and maintain a successful platform. The Black Podcasters Association. In their quest to create a thriving, safe space for Black podcasters without the obstacles of code switching or having to explain your Blackness, BPA has emerged to offer community members access to curated courses, workshops, community spaces where you can connect and collaborate with other Black creatives, a catalog of afros and audios, videos and trainings, a podcast member directory, and so much more. BIPOC Podcast Creators. Owned and operated by Black and Latinx women, BIPOC Podcast Creators offers community for those who want to go beyond the 101. Advocates for a more equitable and transparent podcasting industry. Amplifies visibility, opportunities for BIPOC creators, and helps provide training and connections to funding sources. PodJobs. A jobs board for those in the podcast industry. PodJobs helps connect creatives so you can hire the right person to help produce your podcast so you don't have to do it all alone. It's also a great resource for those who are looking to work and want to help podcasters achieve their dreams. It Takes a Village. How to help Black podcasters. The podcast industry as a whole benefits from more diverse perspectives, allowing us to continue our ingenuity and offering more creativity in the way that we solve problems. If you're reading this, you're probably already in the podcast industry. Here are some ways that you can play a role in making this space more diverse, especially if you're not from the BIPOC community, because it does take a village. Extend an olive branch. Do you know someone from the BIPOC community who has great ideas? Encourage them to speak up and use their voice. Even better, if you have the skills to help them along the way. By reaching out and leveraging each other's unique skills, you'll be able to help amplify Black voices far and wide. Inclusive programming, diverse creators. We are truly stronger when we band together. I encourage you to elevate the voices, stories, and experiences from the BIPOC community that are intersectional. That includes highlighting and promoting women of color, the LGBTQ+ community, religious and ethnic minorities, persons with disabilities, and others. Be open to learn and understand. You may already be involved with podcasts. Whether you're a creator or helping produce them, either way, I want to encourage you to never stop educating yourself. Learning is a lifelong pursuit. If you're not BIPOC, I want to encourage you to be open to learning and understanding the issues that have and continue to adversely affect our communities. Listen to Black podcasts, share them with others, and become an ally in expanding the health, wealth, and influence of the BIPOC community. Lead with empathy. Are you a podcaster or producer within the space? Take a moment to reflect on how you can lead with empathy and help pave the way for Black podcasters, especially if you yourself are not BIPOC. By giving voice to others through featured snippets, interviews, and cross-promotional advertising, you'll be helping elevate our community and breaking down barriers. Naturally, I'm an optimistic person, but I'm even more excited for the future of podcasting, as I notice all of the evidence highlighting that there's no better time to join the creator economy as a podcaster. This is especially true for Black podcasters. The podcast industry is ready for more Black creators, startup founders, and executives. I get excited thinking about a world where Black podcasters also have the opportunity to highlight their voice, share unique stories, and inspire people. That was my blog, Black Podcasts, an Untapped Ownership Opportunity. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed writing it. This has been so fun, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity and your time. Until next time.